where the R3 gets its name from. And I'm going to turn it over to Taylor because I really hate talking through these things and I'm getting nervous. So this is the guy who started it all, the man of the hour, Taylor Riding.
Well, thank you for all coming out, braving the elements. We're going to make it to summer. There is hope. Well, Loretta's pretty much covered everything there. I did start this because I really wanted to kind of outreach and create something in this area that would kind of branch together, kind of a message for sustainability, protecting the planet, leaving something for our children and children's children to enjoy, and just leave this place even better than we found it, and that's hopefully what we can accomplish here. So yeah, I did start this back in 2011, was the first R3, so I had partnered up with Bonnie, who should be here in a bit, so she will be doing some presentations on eco-renovations, and I'll be very interesting to listen to, Jacques as well, so we came together and put on the first one, and here we are, so this is the third R3, and always just trying to outreach and bring a musical element. Again, as Laura was saying, when I started this, I kind of fitted in the musical little thing with, yeah, Chiani had his music series called the G3, so I'm like, oh, hey, let's be clever, three R's, let's just reverse that, R3, and then it's like, okay. So I can say that I've have an environmental and a musical kind of message going at the same time. So, yeah, pretty much right now, just kind of gonna play it by ear, but if whoever would want to go on a nature walk, you can do a show of hands, and I am willing, but it is going to be wet, and possibly some sleet might find us on our way out, but if you want to do a show of hands, we can definitely do it.
The walk